Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Today we're going to be covering the breaking news of a shocking yet not surprising arrest. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors to hear who it is. So welcome, this is your host, Big Cuz, coming to you with another, you know, arrest of a professional wrestling superstar. And this time, like I said, shocking but not surprising, is Jeff Hardy, the AEW superstar, once again arrested for alcohol-related issues. His BAC, the first time he blew, was 0.294 and then 0.291. Over four, or almost four times the legal limit. That's absolutely ridiculous. There was reports that they had trouble getting in touch with him while driving. At one point, his car started to roll after they stopped it. I mean, this seems to be, you know, this is not the first one for Jeff. This seems to be something's going on. He needs help. Now, yes, people were hard on Jey Uso when he, or Jimmy, whichever one, got caught for drunk driving. WWE awarded him with the titles. Now we'll see how AEW handles this. They've already pulled the advertisement for the ladder match that's supposed to happen on Wednesday. So we'll see. I'm thoroughly intrigued to see how they're going to handle this. Jeff needs help. The fact that we are in 2022 and we still have professional athletes that are drunk driving with the kind of salaries that they make baffles me. At what point are you going to realize, hey, are these owners looking at Khan and McMahon going to realize, hey, maybe we need to put a some kind of contingency plan in here. They have some sort of Uber. There's a universal driving service for their drivers. I don't know what it's going to be. But this thing seems to happen all, or far too often, which sucks. But at some point, when is enough going to be enough? You have to get sick of seeing your name in the headlines. You have to get sick of hearing reports. But obviously you don't, or you would change. And people thought Jeff was for a while, and he did make a change. I mean, this has to be hard on his family. The ones that came to his aid and rescue when WWE released him because he walked out on a show. They're like, well, he needs help for drugs. And no, he just walked out. Well, now what's it kind of look like? It's difficult. But at what point are superstars going to get the help and realize, hey, maybe I am in the wrong here. Maybe it's not somebody else, it's me. Maybe it's going to take someone universal like a DDP to take over a wellness program for pro wrestling, not just WWE or AEW. To be the one in charge of the rehabilitation, that stuff. He's done wonders. He did wonders with Scott Hall, did wonders with Jake the Snake, Buff Bagwell. I mean, it's going to take some sort of universal plan and universal agreement between Khan and McMahon. So, hey, wait a minute, we've got to stop, at least put some contingency plan in there where our dudes and our women don't get out and drive drunk, potentially, you know, risking harm. What if Jeff had hit somebody and caused a massive murder? And that's a huge heartache and loss. All because you wanted to get behind the wheel while drunk. When's enough going to be enough? It's about time for Hardy to get some help. And those others that suffer from addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs, it doesn't matter. When is enough going to be enough? I know Hardy's not the only one in pro wrestling that suffers with this. But when is enough going to be enough? Thank you again for tuning in with Big Cuz and listening to our Hardy Arrest podcast. At what point is enough going to be enough? And we know we're singling out Jeff. That's because right now he's in the headlines. But we also know that this problem affects so many more superstars and athletes throughout the world. So at what point is enough going to be enough? And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.